State lawmakers are proposing legislation that would help establish California's first state public bank. The Assembly Banking and Finance Committee is holding a hearing this week to discuss establishing a state bank commission. This would be the first step in analyzing the feasibility of establishing a state-run bank. The author of AB 2243, Assemblymember Matt Haney, says this type of bank could help keep more taxpayer money in the state and invest money back into California communities.
Why is this even controversial? If you are a fiscal conservative, if you believe in being smart with how we use your money, if you're concerned about waste and fraud, why are we writing a $4 billion check and sending it to Wall Street every year?
The bill passed out of the Assembly Committee on Economic Development, Growth, and Household Impact earlier this month in a 5-2 vote. The bill is backed by California Public Banking Alliance and over 80 other organizations. But still, it was met by opposition at the hearing. Chris Schultz, a lobbyist with the California Bankers Association, says a state bank would compete directly with existing banks and credit unions.
This has been studied. San Francisco has studied it. Massachusetts has studied it. Washington State has done a study of all the studies, and no public banks have been created because they all say the same thing. It costs millions or billions of dollars to capitalize a public bank, and the break-even point is in the distant future if it ever breaks even.
Supporters of the bill say they would rather see California's taxpayer funds stay in the state. Trinity Tran, director of the California Public Banking Alliance, says California currently borrows money from out-of-the-state banks in order to fund state projects. She says a state bank would allow California projects to be funded in-state and in turn save money that would have gone towards paying off billions of dollars in interest to out-of-state lenders.
This bill creates a roadmap for a state public bank, a financial tool to cut down on borrowing costs and keep public dollars working in California. And a public bank is owned by the people through their government, and it works like a bank because it is a bank. It holds deposits, it makes loans, and it leverages public dollars to fund public priorities.
While state banks like the one being proposed are rare, they are not new. North Dakota established a bank in 1919, and it's still operating today, working closely with the state's agricultural and commercial sectors. Michael Tubbs, founder of End Poverty in California, says if North Dakota can do it, why can't California?
We've heard a lot this afternoon about a public bank. I would just add that this is not a new idea. This is not a new concept. In fact, in these United States, North Dakota has a public bank. And no shade to my friends in North Dakota, but if North Dakota can have a public bank, who is California not to, particularly as a state that positions itself as a leader of this country?
If passed, the bill would require the creation of a state bank commission that would hold public hearings, followed by a vote on a state bank plan by July 2028. For KPFA News, I'm Andrea Jimenez.